Well, I think it's time, as Tish would say. She's our official timekeeper. And thanks for that, Tish. Good morning. It is Friday. Thank God it's Friday, right? January the 27th. Today is doing the Friday wrap-up of the links that we shared this week on the Geyer Cook Report. Now, if you didn't have a chance to get to, say, the Tuesday show, the Wednesday show, we've repurposed all those links into this blog post, and you can get to that by simply going to thegeyercookreport.podbean.com. And that's how I'm going to get that graphic into the text up there. And on Monday, let's take a look at Monday. I think we can do that just by going here and clicking on Monday. Oh, and it wants to edit the post. Well, that's not going to work. Let's go back and open the link in a new tab. All these links are all to edit the post. Well, we'll have to fix that straight away. On Monday, let's see if this is going to work. I think on Monday, it's going to log in. And there it is in the editor. Sorry about that. But on Monday, we talked about how Income Diary was sharing the link on how to get more visitors to your site. And after that, we did the shout-outs, of course, for Fraser Ramsey at Denver Dusters and basic blog tips and Eileen Smith and thanking her for Screencast-O-Matic, which records this show very well, and so forth. So anyway, to get to the show notes, again, you go to the Geyer Cook Report. podbean.com, just like it shows in that image. And I'll correct all these links so they're not edit links, my bad. And then you can have a look at each day's tips and suggestions and so forth. This last little bit of trivia, this make it special for the pearl and the oyster, I guess you'd say. A week ago, we had the inauguration. And they were going on about the inauguration. And one of the comments from one of the announcers, I don't remember who it was, said, oh, you know, the presidential limousine is heavily armored. Do you know when that started? And I thought for a minute, I go, you know, I guess I don't know when that started. Well, the United States president's limousine started being armored after Pearl Harbor in 1941. But guess what? They went to the motor pool and said, hey, give us the armored limousine. Well, we don't have any. So in order for the president to ride in a bulletproof car, remember the guy Al Capone? Yeah, that Al Capone. The car that he had was a bulletproof. They had confiscated it on his arrest, and that was the car originally used by the president of the United States to ride around in parades and whatnot, was that car. So on that note, let's see if we can get to Fire Talk. And if we can turn off sharing, we go here and we stop sharing. Hey, hi, how are you? The rest of the links are going to be there, and I'll get those fixed straight away and within the hour. And so, felt a sneeze coming on. Oh my gosh. Have a good weekend. Have a better Monday. Thanks for joining us today. I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel if you're watching us on YouTube and whatnot. Join the Fire Talk channel on the show notes. You'll see the link there. Tish, thanks for reminding me that it's time to get going. I did. So on those notes, I'm going to say those three magic words. It's a wrap.